In this episode of Start Living Sustainable, we're diving into the heart of what it means to live a non-tox, low-tox, or toxic-free, and we're unraveling the true essence of detox and what these terms really mean. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by the ocean of health terms out there, let me guide you to the shore of simplicity and clarity. Picture your life where every choice you make is a power decision, and it's your own choice to take charge of your health. That can bring you closer to optimal health and wellness and peace of mind. You see, this episode is more than just a conversation. It's an invitation to a lifestyle transformation for you. So tune in and let's take the first step towards a cleaner, more vibrant you. You see, your journey to a low-tox lifestyle begins here. So welcome to the conversation. Let's jump in and talk about it. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. I understand that the journey to a healthier home can feel daunting. Where do you even begin? With our home detox audit, you're not alone. In just 1 hour on a Zoom call, I'll gently guide you through identifying and eliminating toxins in whatever room you choose to start in, making the process manageable and stress-free. Together, we'll find simple, affordable swaps and practices that fits seamlessly into your life. So let's start your journey to a cleaner, healthier home today, because you deserve to live in a space that nurtures your well-being. Book your session now. The link is below for you to schedule your appointment with me. You can also simply email us with any questions that you have at support@startlivingsustainable.com. So click the link below, email me at support@startlivingsustainable.com so that we can get started. You know, recently I was talking to a student in my program who said that when he first heard about what I teach and my home detox audit sessions, he thought it was a drug and alcohol detox recovery program. This really did expand my view on detoxing. It can be a reminder for us that wellness is multifaceted. It's not just about the physical or the environmental aspects of our lives, but it's also about the mental and the emotional landscapes that we find ourselves navigating, especially when we're facing something serious like addiction. So as we continue to explore the journey towards a toxic-free lifestyle, let's also allow space for the broader meanings of detoxing and the diverse experiences of those around us. Detoxing in all its forms is a testament to our human spirit of resiliency and our capacity for change and healing. So whether it's making choices to reduce our exposure to harmful and hazardous toxins in our home, or embarking on the courageous path to overcome addiction, I've come to realize that each step towards detoxification is a step towards a healthier, more empowered life. If you've been tuning into this show for any length of time, you know I advocate for your health and wellness and the science behind the products we use every day. And these terms, low-tox, toxic-free, non-tox, and the many forms of detoxing, what do they really mean? And more importantly, how do they impact your choices and your health. Let's get into it. First up, let's quickly break down each of these terms, starting with non-toxic, which to me suggests that a product or substance doesn't contain ingredients known to cause harm to us as humans. But it's important to note that this doesn't necessarily mean it's completely free of harmful substances, just that it's not expected to cause any harm under normal use. Moving on to low toxic. Now, this term is a bit less common, so you may not have heard of this, but it implies that a product has minimal levels of toxins or harmful chemicals. It's sort of the middle ground, acknowledging that while some potential harmful substances are present, they're at levels considered to be at low risk. The next one is toxic free. Now, toxic free is where things get a little bit tricky because obviously we live in a world that is full of toxins. They are everywhere. But this term means that a product is entirely free of substances that could be harmful to human health. However, the lack of standard regulations for these terms mean that there's room for interpretations, and these interpretations can vary widely between products, brands, and companies that use them. So you definitely want to keep that in mind. Now let's talk about the world of detoxing, which can refer to dietary habits, lifestyle changes, or specific products aimed at eliminating toxins from the body. And these can range from juice cleanses to supplements to saunas and even certain types of exercises. The science behind the effective benefits of detoxing is mixed. Many experts, and from what I've seen, medical doctors included, argue that the body's natural detoxification systems like the liver and the kidneys are generally sufficient for healthy individuals. But keep in mind, as I said earlier, there are literally thousands of toxins that are being produced by chemical companies every year, and that's being used in industries, in consumer products, after consumer products, and those consumer products end up in our shopping basket and eventually in our home. So when you think about our body's natural way of wanting to heal itself, it can be overwhelmed, and these toxins can really compound, you know, one toxin here, another toxin there, and before you know it, your liver and your kidneys are really overwhelmed, and that's where you generally start to have a problem. Medical doctors, keep in mind, they have been taught in allopathic medicine, which means that they are trained to treat illness and disease. So if you talk to a medical doctor, and you should talk to your healthcare provider when you're considering any kind of change or detoxification, but just know that it's only a naturopathic doctor or a DO that's going to talk to you about wellness in a different way than a medical doctor would talk to you about that. Let's talk about some of the similarities and the differences when we're talking about non-toxic, low-toxic, toxic-free terms as they relate to the presence of harmful substances and products. Detoxing is about removing those substances from the body. The similarities lie in the focus on health and just minimizing exposure to toxins, period. However, the approaches are different. One is preventative, aiming to reduce toxins and your exposure to toxins, while the other one is more reactive, attempting to eliminate toxins after you've been exposed to them. When we talk about a home detox system and a session, we're looking at both, because as long as you're bringing toxins into your home, then yes, you're going to be exposed to these toxins. If you do a detoxification, you're eliminating toxins in many different ways. But why continue to bring them in? I think the reason why most are bringing them in is because they don't realize these toxins even exist in some of the consumer products that they use. So it's like a vicious cycle. if you don't eliminate them and stop bringing them into your home in the first place. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Here's what you need to know. It's really important to approach these terms and the concepts with a discerning eye. You want to look for products with transparent ingredient lists. And if it has a certification from a reputable organization, then you're better off choosing that product. As for detoxing, listen to your body. Your body wants to heal itself. It wants to eliminate toxins, but we're continuing to put more and more and more in our bodies. Although we are putting in so many toxins, we're surrounded by them, we are eating them, we're consuming them, we're wearing them, where you can identify and eliminate those toxins from your home, the less work involved in detoxification. Okay. In the end, the best approach to minimizing toxic exposure is to keep them out of your house in the first place. But first, you have to know how to identify them. And that's where I can help you do that in a 1-hour home detox session with yours truly. You can also reduce your exposure to toxins by eating a balanced meal free of chemicals and pesticides. Regular exercise is also a plus, and choosing products that you bring into your home wisely is key. So remember that the goal here is overall wellness, and understanding these terms is just one part of the puzzle. Keep that in mind as you develop your understanding and your desire to live a healthier lifestyle. And thanks for tuning in today. I hope this episode has shed some light on what non-tox, low-tox, toxic-free, and detoxing really mean. Share this episode with a friend and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or any platform that you listen to your podcasts on. And until next week, stay healthy and stay informed. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.